Margaret, exciting news. I am about to have a new baby nephew. And believe it or not, this will be my 13th nephew.
Amy, you're ready to give up your amateur status. You're a pro aunt at this point.
Our family has seen a lot of babies. And as soon as they start standing or walking, I send them all a whole lot of Pampers Cruisers 360.
Pampers Cruisers 360 don't have ordinary diaper tabs. Instead, they have a unique 360-degree stretchy waistband that moves with your newly mobile little one.
Pampers Cruisers 360 offer a gap-free fit that is up to 100% leak-proof, crucial once your baby is quite literally up and at 'em. And that gap-free fit helps prevent your baby from taking off their diaper, a habit you do not want them to get into.
You can say that again. And Pampers Cruisers 360 just got even better with a new blowout barrier. Need we even elaborate on the need for that, friends? For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers cash. Then redeem your Pampers cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards.
Only redeemable via Pampers Club. Pampers cash has no cash value. Hello and welcome to Ask Margaret from What Fresh Hell, laughing in the face of motherhood, answering your parenting dilemmas one question at a time. Today's question comes from our email inbox from Patty, who says, can we talk about after school routines? When my mom was a child, she and her siblings had afternoon tea and cake with their mom every day after school. How delightful. When my kids get home in the afternoon, it's like a bunch of wild animals just escaped from the zoo. I can't commit to a routine. Play outside first, have screen time to unwind. How can I make this time of day less hellish and more peaceful for everyone? I like this question. I struggle with this myself. I work during the day, and I often find my kids get picked up around 2:30, and I often find that I'm struggling to get work done right until, you know, 2:15, 2:20, when I have to leave to go pick them up. And then they come home, and, you know, I kind of wish I was the mom that had like the delightful tray of snacks with a chalkboard announcing our menu and was kind of ready to embrace them. But I'm kind of getting out of my own work mode and trying to transfer, and often I feel the same amount of chaos. I think there are a couple of things that can help, and I'm going to point you to an article from romper.com by Ashley Jones that is called How to Build an After-School Routine That Works for Your Family. I think there's a lot of good suggestions. The number one suggestion, and I have to say it is a failing of mine as a parent, is I do think that starting with food is a great idea. I now have middle school boys, and let me tell you, if I don't feed them within the first 45 minutes of them coming home, it's a mess. That being said, I miss it one or two days a week, and I know I need to do it, and I know I should have the food prepared by the time they get home, but with my schedule, it's just a difficult time of day for me. So I have given up on the idea that I am going to be the like fruit platter and homemade muffins and chalkboard parent. And I have started buying things like individual pizzas and really easy go-to snack foods. I have a kid who likes a Hawaiian roll with peanut butter. I try to put a little fruit in their path. It's not a strong suit of mine, but it is something that I am trying to work on. In the Romper article, they cite child psychologist Maureen Healy, who says, boys and girls need time to decompress after school, which may look different for every child. The goal is to build that downtime into the day so your son or daughter can rest, relax, and recharge after a full day of school. And that's how we roll at my house. So kids come home. I make them a snack as often as I can remember to, which I really now try to do every day because I realize what a problem it is when I don't. But then my kids do have an hour of screen time from 3:30 to 4:30. Before that, though, we have a slight routine where our backpacks go on hooks. We try to set ourselves up for the rest of the day so that we don't, at homework time, I left my backpack in the car. Actually, I left it at school. We need to go back, whatever it is. We try to come in, put our things basically away, have a snack, and then they have an hour where it is kids' choice. So it doesn't have to be screens, but they often do choose to do screens during that time. Then it is time to confront the joy that is homework. So 4:30. Sometimes if it's nice outside or there's snow and they want to go out and play, 4:30 to 5 is playtime. 5 to 6 is homework time. 6 o'clock, 6:30-ish is dinner. And then after dinner, we finish homework. We try to do a little bit of reading, and then they have a little bit more screen time, usually before bed. That's the schedule that works for us. I am firmly team, if it's not working, try to fix it. So I think if this is a really difficult time for you and you love that idea of your mom having tea at the end of the day, it might be worth committing to that for a month and seeing how it goes. To say, for me, it would be 2 o'clock. I'm going to stop work a half an hour earlier. I'm going to go into the kitchen and lay out some snacks. And then when the kids come home, we're going to sit in the kitchen together, talk a little bit about their day, and have a snack together before they go into their downtime, whatever else it is. Or as soon as the kids come home, I'm going to put up a checklist. Everything needs to go away. Then we go to snack. You can make up whatever structure you want, but I do think it takes, as Amy says, a little marketing and a little enforcement to say, hey, after schools have been, you know, a little chaotic for us, we're going to start a new system. We're going to come home. We're going to check out our checklist. We're going to put everything away so that we don't have to worry about it. Then we're going to have a little snack as a family. And then you guys can have an hour of downtime. And that as you structure it, the kids will get used to it and fall into that new experience. If you have a kid, which I know I do, who is socially done by the end of the day, I know for him, he wants to have his snack by himself and then he wants an hour of quiet, which usually looks like screens for him. You can make adaptations for what work for your kids, but as I often think, I do think that after school chaos is worth leaning into, trying a couple of new systems and seeing what works for you. But you can kind of lead the charge by saying, hey, new policy, this is what we're doing. And then if your kids have suggestions, hey, this is what I'd like for a snack. Hey, do you want to come and do this outdoor activity with me? Whatever it is, make adjustments. Just start simple and go back to one on how your afternoons are looking. Patty, I hope that helps. If you have a question for myself or Amy, you can send them to questions at whatfreshhellpodcast.com, or you can ask them on our Facebook page or our Facebook group at What Fresh Hellcast on Facebook. Thanks for listening.
When it comes to raising kids, there's so much to consider. Things like, what do we feed them? When do we feed them? How do they sleep? What does it look like to raise kind kids? How does their nervous system work? How do I keep myself calm? What are my triggers? There's so much that comes into play, and we are distilling all of that information for you at Voices of Your Village podcast, where we bring experts in the field of early childhood and education and psychology and across the board so that you don't have to comb the internet for information. You get to show up and hang out and have shame-free, judgment-free conversations and insights into what it looks like to raise kind, empathetic, emotionally intelligent humans. I'm Alyssa Blask Campbell. I have a master's degree in early childhood education. I'm a mom of two, and I am walking this journey right alongside you doing this work. Come hang out with me at Voices of Your Village, and we can dive into real conversations with actionable tips.
If you're a parent, I invite you to join us at the Mindful Mama podcast, where it's all about becoming a less irritable, more joyful parent. With sometimes hilarious and always thought-provoking experts and friends, at Mindful Mama, we know that you cannot give what you do not have. And when you have calm and peace within, then you can give it to your children. I'm Hunter Clark Fields, and I can't wait to see you there. Listen in to the Mindful Mama podcast.